Well, hello people, Solo Man here. Now, here's a femme who's smiling. Now, this was taken quite a few years ago, but the smile hides a lot of things. This femme met a man when she was 42 years of age, and they got together, presumably they got married, and they've been together for 27 years. They owned a kind of a farm in Cornwall, I believe. But it didn't turn out very well, because she stabbed her partner in the middle of his back. Because he was a nasty person, and she didn't like him. That's fair enough. And we all know that femmes never lie to hide the truth for what they have actually done. Apparently the man was walking past her, pushing a wheelbarrow, and as soon as he passed her, she knifed him between the shoulder blades. The man did ask her to take the knife out, but instead she phoned a friend of hers to ask her to look after her dogs. The man finally collapsed. Did she phone the emergency services then? No, she phoned her daughter. And her daughter is the one who phoned the emergency services and the police. But by the time they arrived, the man was already dead. But this man must be a terrible, horrible man, because according to this femme, he even made her get sterilized. But of course that isn't quite true. They didn't meet each other until she was 42 years of age, and she'd already had 3 children by a previous relationship. And a lot of femmes have the operation to stop any more complications at a certain age, don't they? But it's to try and paint a picture of him being evil. Well, let's take a look at this devil, shall we? Oh yes, what an evil-looking man this is. You could tell he's a mean bastard. Look at the way he's restraining that dog. And I bet you after the picture's taken, he's going to bite the head off that dog and eat it. It's quite amazing how most femmes don't have any remorse about what they've done, especially when it's a male. This femme has killed another human being, but everything is still all about her. And here's a picture of her when the police arrived. As you can see, she's gone into the victimhood stage. But of course, the fact is, she's quite all right. There's nothing wrong with her. But her partner is laying dead with a knife in the middle of his back. And after she stabbed him, she made no effort to call an ambulance or help him in any way. And yet she's still playing the victim here. It's amazing. Of course, if you change it round and it was the man that stabbed the femme, the police would come and arrest the man and throw him in jail, probably for the rest of his life. But this femme would probably be taken to a medical hospital, where they have a bit of a psycho ward. She'll probably never do real time in jail. And the background of this femme before she met this man was a bit dubious. And if you read the story, you will see that it's her that is the problem. Her that has got issues. Well, of course, if you look at the picture from centuries ago, femmes used to do the crying thing. Used to make them get away with a lot of things. But hopefully not anymore. We know they're not crying for what they've done. They feel sorry for themselves. This femme has killed somebody. She wasn't in threat mode, was she? He wasn't attacking her. He was walking past her. I believe this femme should do hard jail time. Real jail time. She's killed another human being and make excuses that they just weren't a very nice person. You don't kill people for that. Christ, you'd be killing everybody. And I don't believe that he wasn't a very nice person. I believe she was the problem all along. So let us just take a moment to the male that actually lost his life here. He and many other males like him are the real victims. This femme spent 27 years of her life with this man, and yet she still has no remorse for killing him. R.I.P., buddy. I'd like to say you get justice, but you probably won't. Because males who get killed like this seem to be not important in society. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. Maybe give it a read and let me know what you think, eh? You take it easy.